Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Fighting has intensified in parts of Ukraine, but military officials in Kyiv say they're bracing for a much larger Russian offensive. NPR's Brian Mann is in the southern port city of Odessa.
The port here is closed, blockaded by Russian warships. The Ukrainian army and territorial defense forces nearby say they're under regular bombardment by Russian artillery. A spokesman for the military governor in Odessa, whom NPR has agreed not to name for safety reasons, says the stakes in this phase of the conflict are high.
This offensive, the second one, will decide, it will be the main one, which will decide the fate of Ukraine and the fate of this whole war.
U.S. officials also report Russia continues to mass troops and equipment in eastern Ukraine. Meanwhile, Russia faces growing allegations of war crimes, with more eastern European countries saying President Vladimir Putin should be held accountable. Brian Mann, NPR News, Odessa.
Federal prosecutors in New York have charged a senior Russian lawmaker and two of his staff with operating an influence and disinformation network in the United States. Details from NPR's Ryan Lucas.
Alexander Babakov is a senior member of the Russian legislature. He and two members of his staff face three counts, including conspiracy to act as an agent of a foreign government. According to the indictment from 2012 to 2017, Babakov and his co-defendants operated a network to advance Russian interests in the U.S. without notifying the Justice Department as required by law. The goal, prosecutors say, was to undermine U.S.-Europe ties, as well as to promote Russia's actions against Ukraine. The defendant's alleged scheme involved contacting members of Congress to try to co-opt them and influence American public opinion. Officials say none of the defendants is in U.S. custody. Ryan Lucas, NPR News, Washington.
The man accused of attacking New York subway riders during morning rush hour is being held without bond on a terrorism charge. 62-year-old Frank James made his initial court appearance earlier today. More from NPR's Jasmine Garst.
At the arraignment, the government stated that on Tuesday morning, Frank James caused mass panic of the kind New York City has not seen in 20 years. He's accused of setting off two smoke grenades on a subway, then firing 33 shots as a train pulled into 36th Street Station in Sunset Park, Brooklyn. 23 people were injured, 10 of whom were shot. James will be held without bail and could face life in prison. His lawyers have requested a psychiatric evaluation. Jasmine Garst, NPR News, New York.
California is delaying a coronavirus vaccine mandate for school children until at least July of next year. State health officials want to wait until federal regulators give final approval to the vaccine for children. California was the first state to announce that it would require school kids to get vaccinated against COVID. This is NPR News. A Michigan family is demanding the firing of a Grand Rapids police officer who killed 26-year-old Patrick Leoya during a traffic stop. A video of the April 4th incident shows Leoya and the officer struggling. It also shows the officer shooting Leoya in the back of his head. His parents and siblings arrived in the U.S. in 2014 as refugees from the Democratic Republic of Congo. Federal health officials are proposing limits on water deliveries from the Colorado River to seven western states amid prolonged drought in the region. From member station KNAU, Ryan Heinches reports that the officials say falling water levels could force the shutdown of a massive dam.
The Interior Department's proposal would keep nearly 500,000 extra acre-feet of water in Lake Powell on the Arizona-Utah border. The agency recently told officials in Arizona, California, Utah, and other states that the move is necessary to prevent lake levels in the vital reservoir from dropping to the point where Glen Canyon Dam can no longer generate electricity. The dwindling levels also threaten the water supplies for the city of Page, Arizona, and several tribal communities. Water levels in Lake Powell have hit record lows following a drier than normal winter in much of the West and warm temperatures that have triggered an early snowmelt. The region is experiencing its worst drought in 1,200 years. For NPR News, I'm Ryan Heinches in Flagstaff.
Wall Street stocks closed lower as investors digest the latest corporate earnings reports. The Dow Jones Industrials fell 113 points. The Nasdaq tumbled 292 points. U.S. futures are lower in after-hours trading. This is NPR.